From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. military said it has deployed F-16 fighter jets to a Turkish airfield. Turkey opened the Incirlik Air Base to the U.S. anti-IS combat efforts last month. At the same time, Turkey began its own air campaign against Islamic State as well as Kurdish separatist group PKK. The six F-16s were dispatched from Aviano Air Base in Italy along with 300 personnel. The air offensive against IS continued overnight, with U.S.-led forces conducting 16 airstrikes in Iraq and 7 in Syria. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has proposed eliminating the positions of vice president and deputy prime minister as part of a series of reforms to reduce corruption and improve government. Mr. Abadi announced the proposal Sunday following weeks of protests against mismanagement and a lack of services, including not providing consistent electricity. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another car bombing in Afghanistan, that suicide bombing coming a day after a series of blasts killed more than 50 in and near Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district in northern Kunduz province. Afghan officials said Sunday the death toll from the blast had risen to 29. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints in the United States about the international agreement to restrain Iran's nuclear program. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismisses the importance of a tweet from Iran's supreme leader showing an apparent silhouette of the American leader with a gun to his own head. This is VOA News. Israel responded to Jewish extremists Sunday by arresting suspects in West Bank settlements and placing two high-profile radicals under a type of detention that allows for holding them for 6 months without charges. Police said the raids were linked to recent events in the West Bank, but did not say how many suspects were detained. Meanwhile, the Defense Ministry said Meir Ettinger, who is the grandson of a U.S.-born far-right rabbi Meir Kahane, and Avetiar Salanin had been placed under administrative detention for their alleged involvement with extremist groups. They were arrested last week. Pakistan says the spike in terrorist attacks underscores the need for peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Ayaz Ghul takes a look.
Afghans are once again pointing fingers at Pakistan, alleging their neighbor is not preventing the Taliban from using its territory for staging the attacks. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz has dismissed those charges, saying there are all kinds of militant factions operating in Afghanistan, making it difficult to ascertain who is behind the bloodshed. Pakistan brokered and hosted inaugural talks between Afghan government and Taliban officials in early July, but Mullah Umar's death prompted the insurgent group to pull out of the next round of negotiations. Aziz says Pakistan can persuade the Taliban to re-engage in talks with the Afghan government only after the group resolves its leadership problem. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday as Japan marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Nagasaki days before the end of World War II. The pontiff said the memories of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in early August of 1945 remain as a call for nuclear disarmament. A surge in migrants from Africa threatens the European Union's living standards and social structure. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond said on Sunday, saying the bloc was unable to take in millions of people seeking a new life. His comments, some of the most outspoken on the subject yet, underscore how the British government is ramping up its anti-immigration rhetoric in response to a spike in migrant attempts to reach Britain via the Channel Tunnel from France. A Washington Post correspondent held in Iran for more than a year will have a final hearing in his case on Monday. The newspaper's executive editor says potentially that brings a close to the process that has drawn condemnation from press freedom groups and U.S. officials. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.